Hey, celebrate and rejoice. It's Rob Nichols and friends on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast. Not to be confused with Fly Me to the Moon, the song, or the fragrance for men.
Which is one of the reasons why we're keeping the whole process. Not because of the actual lines that are actually there, but because Phil Lynas is getting married in the new year to Lily Holloman. And so far, I feel, what better way to actually celebrate the joys of Burra's second place joint top at the charity, exactly, than to say, you know, this is the Fly Me to the Moon. So it's understated, less is more, Rob.
Absolutely.
That's the way forward. None of this Portuguese excitability that we once had, where people get so sort of traumatised about the whole thing, etc. Only three goals separate the difference between those people from Yorkshire.
Unmentionables.
Other parts of Yorkshire, etc., yes, and ourselves.
Yes, indeed.
And with the shock news that actually people in Yorkshire, unlike the rest of the country, actually prefer jacket potatoes for bonfire night as opposed to hot dogs. I know.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Who knows what could be happening? This is the Fly Me to the Moon companion podcast for issue 589 versus Nottingham Forest in the EFL Championship.
Indeed.
And it's going to be an awesome game because, although I must admit, there's a part of it which says, if only we could play Ipswich every day or every week, we'd be basically, you know, walking it.
Yes, we would be walking it, absolutely. We needed to come back, I think. We disappointed a very big away following at Hull. Watching it afterwards, realised that the Ayala penalty that wasn't a penalty, it was a clear dive. But that only kind of served to rub it in, because really we should have been more than 1-0 ahead. We didn't really kind of show much ambition at Hull. And say it was a sell-out away crowd. And then Ipswich.
It's only 86 miles away, so.
Yeah. It's. But then Ipswich on a Tuesday night, there was only one coach of any sort went from Middlesbrough. There was only about 450 fans.
We didn't even get our regular Fly Me to the Moon BBC Humberside correspondent and Ipswich Town fan Andy Comfort.
Oh, no.
He contributed to the whole thing.
No.
But we
needed a reaction then. We got a reaction. We were 2-0 up within about 15 minutes. We went straight at them, and that is exactly what you want. And
so, good news for Ipswich fans. Steve Bruce is now available, so they could have an ex-Canary in charge of them if they wanted to really sort of put the thoughts of Mick McCarthy well behind them.
Well, absolutely. It's what you wish for, isn't it? When Mick McCarthy, at the end of that season, he got finally fed up, didn't he? Do you remember he walked out of the press conference at the end? And it's not easy.
Exactly.
It's very difficult.
And yet, of course, with respect to Steve Bruce, one has to say, the fans, I felt, were trying to help him by at least adding to the squad with a cabbage.
Cabbage,
clearly a way forward. I don't know where the cabbage would have played, possibly centre midfield. I don't know, kind of, you know, sort of holding.
Again, I feel that they're kind of.
See, in Burra, at least we ripped up a season ticket, you know, and showed the season ticket up from that point. It wasn't just as cabbage.
Cabbages and kings.
Yeah,
but, you know, Villa, remember where Villa were two seasons ago? Mm. When they fell out of the Premier League, exactly. And they were absolutely appalling. Mm. And then just in the summer, they were totally bust, weren't they?
Yeah.
So I think that I don't know whether the expectation was justified.
Not
really.
Everybody can be like the Etihad.
No, and
or Liverpool. Actually.
Look at Fulham last season, having failed in the playoffs. Mm. They didn't really click into gear until the second half of the season, and you know that it really sometimes it pays to wait and see. Be patient.
You don't necessarily want to press the panic button too soon.
No, and so we go back to Middlesbrough again, and a lot of people were sort of panicking after Hull because it was a really dire performance, but against Ipswich were very professional and scored two goals. Mo Besic, his best game since he's rejoined us, going straight for goal, scoring a goal, and Stuart Downing turning back the clock really with a tremendous performance.
It's fair to say that unlike his time under Gary Monk, Downing really seems to be blossoming.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, again, you often find that with managers, players
don't
really realize.
His man management has been very good in individual players. If you look at, Wolves are now reaping the benefits with Adama Traore. Mm-hmm. You wonder what would have happened to Adama Traore if Tony Pulis hadn't have been his manager, because he was able to channel all that potential in a way that no other manager that we'd seen had been able to. And now Traore is on the brink of tearing up the Premier League, isn't he? He's already heading lots of the stats there.
Absolutely.
And that's obviously been a real problem for Middlesbrough.
How do you next season, obviously.
Yeah. Well, say that, that's a real problem for us as well, in that, he leaves at the start, at the brink of the season, and how would you replace somebody who potentially could have won the league on his own, really, in many respects.
It's a fair point that actually a few weeks ago, when the players were going out, like Patrick Bamford, he's injured.
I know.
Clearly Ben Gibson and, of course, Traore.
Yep.
I think there was a sense that, whoa, where are we going here? Mm. And yet, we're now actually at the part of the campaign where I think actually you really are looking to gather results together. There is a pack that's certainly emerging at the top of the table. Even Sheffield United.
Sheffield United looking strong again. That's really good from them, because they look to be really struggling at the start of the season. And you wondered whether the second season, they would have second season syndrome. Yeah. But they've really responded well, unfortunately. And then Sheffield Wednesday, of course, they were 2-0 up over West Brom. And West Brom came back, but Adam Reach, he just scores screamer after screamer.
The pain for Tony McDonagh sometimes is best not even to ask the whole thing. Because, of course, Sheffield Wednesday up against Borough in the very near, very, very near future.
Yes,
actually,
that's right, Friday night.
Okay, still to come on the programme, we'll be talking about the Paddy Dillon view on the £75 plus £6 postage. Third shirt that is actually being offered.
Limited edition.
Interesting from that point of view. And we've also got a poetry. Yeah, not one, but two poems. A mini haiku-esque poetry from the awesome Kadeem, and a slightly more epic, emotional one from Steve Nally. That's to come. We've got a range of other bits and pieces as well, plus discussion about that manager who's returning, the second manager who's returning. So far, Borough, not too bad in terms of previous managers and connections to them.
No, and there's a lot of them.
We will see what happens with respect to the Aitor effect after this on Fly Me to the Moon.
100 strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 245
grams of magnesium, 3 grams of zinc. Hang on.
One tablespoon. Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, that's the recipe.
Oh, if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
Hi, this is Bernie Slavin, and you're listening to Rob Nichols and Fly Me to the Moon.
Thank you very much, Bernie. He's got a book out, you know, Alex.
Which is even more wonderful. I mean, this is, we say this every year with the annual Bernie Slavin literature efforts.
Yes.
They may not be Nobel Prize winning yet, but we will feature him once again on the programme if he's happy to join us, because certainly it may well be that that radio station which used to refer to the three legends of Eric Gates, Malcolm McDonald, and, of course, Bernie Slavin, no longer connected on that basis, but to us, Bernie Slavin will always be a legend.
Yes, indeed.
Thomas Bartley, I was quite surprised when I saw that iTor had gone to Forest. A few simple words, but says so much with respect to that. It just seemed like an unlikely fit. The potential rewards, of course, are there. But his views, again, with respect to iTor. I mean, do we look back on the iTor Cranker era as, well, apart from Steve McLaren, the most success we've had this century? Or do we think...
This century, of course. It got us out of division where we'd been, we had that seven-year itch and we didn't look as if we were ever going to make that leap. And iTor got us out, got us organised, made us very difficult to beat. You remember that period where we was nil-nil, and we couldn't score, but we didn't concede. And then... I think there's one writer that writes about his favourite season under iTor being the season where we got to the playoff final. He enjoyed that better, and obviously that was had a dismal finish with Norwich defeating us at Wembley. But it was a great season. And then the second season, we managed to follow it up, which was, we just talked about Aston Villa, and it is very difficult to bounce back from defeat in the playoff final. But we did, didn't we? We were strong all the way through the season until, of course, the lost weekend. Which, for some people, it was very, very odd when he came back, and was it ever the same again? But remember, he cried for 2 days when we went up, didn't he? You remember all that sort of thing? It was incredible scenes,
and
promotion.
We talked about Villa, of course. Sadly, Steve Agnew, also on his way out of Villa. Again, sort of short shrift for that value. I think it's fair to say, though, sorry, Steve, but it would never have worked with you. It just was never, I just felt never, despite, I think, Steve Gibson keen to give Agnew a chance, the runes were all wrong. It just didn't connect on that basis. So Gary Cook, who knows, another dimension. We just don't know with respect to that. And Tony Pulis, obviously, in the hot seat at present.
Yes.
They do seem to be doing draws. Nottingham Forest clearly won two sides that have been European champions, the other one being Villa, of course, in the championship.
Yep.
You could argue Leeds United were also European Cup finalists.
Yes.
Again, showing that the wealth of history that's there.
Yeah.
I hate the term sleeping giant, but the fact of the matter is you have got some interesting connections.
Ipswich won the UEFA Cup, didn't they?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a challenging side of things.
Yes, absolutely.
I think with respect to the whole side,
they've spent a lot of money at Forest. Mm. He's spent a fortune over the summer. Of course, he's got the Greek shipping magnate in charge now, for better or for worse, from Olympiakos. Mm. So that can bring pressures, as Steve Bruce has just seen. Mm. If you spend so much money. So there's always big expectation at Forest, and that can be, it's kind of like as you said and the fact we always hark back to Brian Clough, Middlesbrough man, and winning the European Cup, and that can be like a weight around the neck of managers there.
It's certainly something where when you realise the weight of John Robertson, Trevor Francis, of course, the first £1 million player, and the goal that was actually there. A little gripe here, which will lead us into the shirt scenario. I think it's a shame that these days folk who don't actually have easy access to the huge amounts of money that the various digital providers actually need to actually watch European football, you can't see any European football at all. Not even highlights. And I think that's actually something where maybe there needs to be a sort of consideration with UEFA and the whole range of things in terms of, look, it might have gone to the highest bidder, but if nobody can actually see it, or very few people can actually see it, it's hardly really worthwhile, is it?
Yeah, well, you look at the examples of cricket, and you the Ryder Cup's just been, and it was on Sky. Mm. Does it have the impact nationally of winning the Ryder Cup when it's on satellite TV? Or winning the Ashes, as to when the last time when the Ashes were on BBC, I don't think it's ever had that sort of impact. And you get a lot of, you're weighing up the two things, aren't you? You get a lot of money into the sport, which if it filters down for golf and for cricket is fantastic. But if it doesn't, you might not get the same numbers of kids actually wanting to play the sports. It might become more marginal. And that's the danger with the Champions League, perhaps.
Short-term gain.
Yeah.
Long-term
maybe,
gain.
But for me, maybe being in the Championship, a fan of a Championship club, maybe I'm not that devastated about the Champions League marginalising itself. You know, maybe they can.
It is true, but again, I just thought.
But the newspapers are full of it.
Yeah.
But they'd probably be. But yeah, that has a bit of a dichotomy, doesn't it?
The newspapers a pre-televisual age in many ways.
Yeah. So yeah, that's right. The newspapers are full of stuff telling you about stuff that you can't actually see.
The sort of Brexit we need, whether Star Wars The Last Jedi is any good or complete rubbish, the solution to Burrow's inability to score goals, three conundrums, which is the easiest to resolve? Mike Baker talking about this.
Yeah.
Again, discussing the Hull City challenge that was actually there. Ipswich, I think, shows that actually when chances are taken and you can work through that process, things can work. It means that tomorrow, certainly against Forest, again, we're presuming you're listening to this on the Friday, you might be listening to it on the day of the match, wonderful. You might well sort of think, they're there for the taking. I know it's a cliche, but these are the games which ultimately you really want to be collecting 3 points from.
Well, we won quite easily in many ways last season when we played them towards the end of the season, and it was strange to see an Aito Karanka team that defended so haplessly. I'm not expecting that again. I'm expecting them to be much better organised. They have got a couple of stars in their team, but. We've got the confidence of having beaten Ipswich. If we do win, then suddenly it's been a pretty good week, hasn't it? And once again, we would go into another international break in a strong position, as we did last. Remember the last time we drew at Leeds. We remained under Leeds in second position, but really it was kind of like the moral victory, wasn't it, of going to Leeds and taming them. And if we could beat Forest, then we'll go into the champion. We'll go to that break at least
top of the
in
table,
second, yeah, first or second, whatever.
Yeah.
But it is, as you say, it's very tight at the top. But it would be a really good place to go into.
We've postponed it. I need to say we're going to lead through that whole thing. Let's move on to that notion of a fabric of society. Paddy Dillon's line with his concluding paragraph. I'm sad that our club seems to be losing touch with the role it can play as a positive focal point for people on Teesside. Marketing the club around our local heritage is all well and good. It sets you back £75 for a bit of hashtag fabric of 86. Something has gone badly wrong. This is really at the heart of the whole commercialisation football elements and lines from that. Yes, there is a market for any kind of memorabilia, any kind of new systems, any sort of lines from that point of view. But despite the fact that we have a dancing Prime Minister who maintains we're out of austerity, yes, Theresa, you look very good doing the Peter Crouch robot. Well, let's face it, I mean, he just started to have it, but it was the Crouch robot. She'd adapted Crouchy's robot dance to the Tory Party conference.
Yeah.
But this line of basically £75 plus £6 postage is one of those areas which you think, I don't know, maybe it's just a step too far. I mean, £30-40, you might sort of say, okay, sort of really, £75, you're talking premiership prices there.
Yes, I remember Steve Gibson once saying about when he talked to the supporters club once, saying about how we subsidise other parts of the ground through the hospitality. But this is a different thing, isn't it? This is the people who are going to want this shirt are ordinary fans who want to collect memorabilia. And that's a phenomenal amount of money, I think, and
I mean, okay, fine. If you are,
I don't know,
if you are your average Premiership footballer, or even, dare I say it, fully professional Championship footballer, it's not so much.
No,
it's chicken feed.
No,
it's a case of what
you probably buy that. You if you go to some, you know,
it's less than a speed awareness course. Effectively, that's a lie, you know, from that point of view. So, you know, in the spirit of things, fine. But actually, if you've got a family, if you've got maybe two or three sort of siblings, etc., or your
children, they probably all want it.
It will also say, why can't we have the thing for that? You know, then you're adding on match tickets plus. It becomes a bit where you think, you really want to go down that line?
Well, it was at Hull City when we played in that shirt, and there was, I didn't know anything about it, and then people around me were really annoyed. And annoyed to see those players played in that shirt and being asked £75. It's a, you know, for a limited edition,
you're not fit to wear the shirt. We can't afford to wear the shirt.
No.
Anyway, That's a line. So we'll see what happens. That's something I think which certainly will work through. Sadly, yeah. Actually, I don't think you're going to see a reduction in prices unless, of course, you know, nobody actually buys them. And then ultimately, that's the case. If there isn't the market, if people don't buy them,
no.
Then they might be reduced.
No.
But probably folk will, because Borough fans and football fans in general are loyal souls. And that's what we appreciate. So Steve Nally, so's Kadeem Hussain. What should we go for first, Kadeem's or Steve's? It's a tough call, really. Shall we go Kadeem? Because it's so sort of formatting, and then you can build your role with respect to Steve Nally. I'll take the Kadeem one, and then we can alternate the joys of the Riverside here on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast companion. Completely free of charge. All you need is some electricity and a computer, and
yes,
you can do this without. Exactly, it's marvellous. Mm. You know, it's great stuff. And £1.50. Look, you can actually get nigh on 60 copies of Fly Me to the Moon for, you know, one of those shirts. Done deal, isn't it, really?
Yes.
You know, that's all it is. Kadeem Hussain's piece of poetry, piece of haiku.
Mm.
The view from the room at the top is always spectacular, even when forced to share. Mm. On to Steve Nally and Riverside.
Indeed. It's called Riverside. Below floodlights, the crossbar vibrates with fury as the ball veers off into a familiar communal groan. The fans, hands in pockets, play with wallets, keys, purses in an attempt to keep the frost off their fingers.
The goal stanchion steadies, prepares itself for another assault from a ball well slicked by muck and wintry rain, a far cry from the heat of those still dreamlike minutes that exalted hearts and made a small town a bit bigger.
Then the cross, the forward rush and the crunch of limbs, all in one human second, but slowed down as if a replay. Then, from the mire, rises the hero for this one moment in time, a hawk to dispatch our foe, but spill no blood.
The cheeky small flies dance around the well-stained table, far too clever and quick for the flick of a damp beer mat. We laugh, tap glasses, and top up to celebrate victory, just as we did late into the night, when Stoyer came to town. Yeah. I sort of thought, was it a bit self-indulgent to applaud ourselves? But no, actually, I think they do it on Pointless. They applaud for that sort of point of view, so I think it's only fair from that point of view.
We're applauding Steve, shouldn't we?
And that as well, the author. Yeah, yeah. In fact, we should... Author, Steve.
And actually, at this junction, we should say, on the page facing this, on page 28, there's a young guy there called Yusuf, who comes from London. Mm. See, he's holding up a shirt.
Yeah, absolutely,
and,
yes.
And
32 red.
Yes, he's pictured below and he's pictured the opposite. Yeah. He goes to all the matches. He stands or sits at the front and he chants throughout matches. People absolutely love his enthusiasm. Mm. But the point of this is that we're talking about £75 shirt. If we set it on the other side, this shirt was presented to him before the match. It was signed by all the Borough players. Mm. And it was presented to him as like being a top fan. So there's that's the other side of it. That was from Middlesbrough Football Club. They asked Hull City to give it to one of the Borough fans. Mm. But as a reward for travelling all that way and support.
Yeah. And result? 2-0.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's a virtuous circle in every.
And Yusuf didn't stop chanting all match long.
Well, clearly, I mean,
as you can see, if you look on page 29, that's him celebrating the win.
These are the kind of things which actually we just demonstrated the new interactive podcast, because actually another way to actually celebrate the joys, listen to the podcast, but have a copy of the magazine in hand. And then when we say things like page 26, you can go straight to it. Yeah. It's like the old BBC educational services used to do at school, where they say page 46, read that now, and so on. This is even better because it's more fun and entertaining and educational from that point of view. Although I'm not too sure about whether we will actually have any words from the palace about the views from the...
Not about the cover, no.
Could be a bit of a question mark there, but step away. It is actually the Chancellor of the University of London. I think she is, anyway. Back in the day. So how can people subscribe to Fly Me to the Moon, the magazine?
Yes, please still do, because this is the third out of 10 of the season. And it's just... there's 10 monthly issues, that is, and it's just £22 by cheque to Fly Me to the Moon, which is the Unit 7 Brentnell Centre, Jilks Street, Middlesbrough, TS15AP, or go to their website, which is fmttm.com, and press subscribe. So.
And you will be smiling.
We'll all be smiling.
It's World Smile Day, by the way, Ross. Happy World Smile Day, the first Friday of every October, as a tribute to the founder of the smiley face, Dear Harvey, who basically at times sort of thought his emoji with the two dots and the eyes and the happy face back in 1963, I think, was when he actually launched the smiley icon. We now have World Smile Day, and what better way for Barry to put a smile on everybody's face over a smile weekend than a 3-0 victory over Nottingham Forest. There, I've said it. 3-0 to Borough. Do you want to sort of suggest a sort of thing? Or are you sort of going
I'd like that indeed. And I would also like to say, Alex, that because we might not be back before then, that welcome everyone down to Kiddim's place, which is the Borough Bookworm, on, I'm just looking for it, it's the Saturday the 27th, when we're going to have like a display and a celebration of 30 years of Fly Me to the Moon. I don't think we'll be back before then, will we? I'm not sure whether
even if you're not, it's worthwhile adding it to your diary, put it into your various devices to ensure that you know what's happening.
Borough played Derby that day. That's Frank Lampard's Derby, as it's christened in all the papers.
Steve Gerrard's Rangers, obviously.
Yeah.
Well with all the Rangers fans.
And that's a noon... Well, it's almost a noon kickoff. It's about 12:30 kickoff, so... We'll be there at 10:30 down at the shop on Wilson Street, which is just near the Dundas Arcade. Mm-hmm. And if you come down there on your way to the match, and we'll have a display up of, as I say, of 30 years of Fly Me to the Moon, and I'll do a little talk about it and things like that. So and maybe Kadim will give us a cake, you never know.
I thought he was going to give us a kiss. I thought, steady, that's too much. So hold back. Cake will be fine. That's all right. Discover Middlesbrough Course Festival 2018 is also happening. Well worth mentioning. The brochures are out now. It starts on the 15th of October.
It does. And we'll be out and about doing a couple of things, won't we?
We will indeed.
Within that month.
Connecting Arthur Conan Doyle with Middlesbrough Raffles.
Yes.
And James Kirk with James Cook. Whoa. Just two of the elements that are actually there. As well as some really interesting things. I'm also looking forward to, strangely enough, the responses to fascism. Stockton and Middlesbrough in the 1930s. And
Yes.
Which looks particularly interesting. Particularly given the kind of times that we're living in.
I know. Absolutely. Very much.
Obviously, the Captain Cook birthday service at St. Cuthbert's Church in Martin. 30 years, as you rightly said. 30 English years of Fly Me to the Moon, the fanzine, at the Borough Bookworm on Saturday, the 27th of October. Will be an exhibition that will be unmissable and unforgettable.
You won't get another for 30 years.
So true. Well, that's it then, Rob.
Okay.
Final sort of words that we need to go out with on the eve of...
Yes.
I mean, Trentsiders. I've never really... I think it's just the Forest, really, from that point of view.
Yeah, tricky trees.
They don't like Notts Forest. They certainly
hate that.
Yeah. It's like using a shortened version of Arsenal. I won't go there, but you know what I mean from that point of view. So
it's Notts County, not Notts Forest.
Exactly. So it is there. So it's... hopefully, Aitor has a nice time, but not too nice a time.
No.
In terms of his return from that point of view.
And ultimately then, disappointed. Yeah.
Exactly, that says it all really from that point of view. So after three, one, two, three.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough.
That's on Radio 4, who's sort of Charlotte Green. He's got nothing on me. Do you look into their eyes, Ian, or is that too personal a question? You don't want to go into this.
What would you be shouting at the television screen, Ian Lennox?
I can't proofread that. Huh?
But there is a slight suggestion that next season might be better. So
Let's hope so.
No one seems to get a penalty for pulling shirts nowadays, or hardly ever.
Or Seven Simple Seasons.
Yes, like it.
Fly Me to the Moon, the audio podcast companion with Rob Nichols.